I do okay. Took in $32 last week.
$32? That's a lot of moolah.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be taking Marjorie to the jazz concert.
Why not? It's only $6 a couple. Are you and the phosphate boys going?
We'd like to. Yeah.
I've got to get home and change. I've got to get back to the wash rack. They're waiting in line. Top you off? I've got the top down.
That'd be wonderful. Goodbye, Robbie and Hank. Oh, isn't it awful? We hardly touched our ice cream.
Yeah, how about that? Bye. Women. We fill them up with L'Amour Toujours at a half a buck a throw and they waltz off with a red convertible.
Yeah, car swabby for a rotten $32 a week.
Boy. Hank, the only way we're going to impress women is to make money. Lots of money.
How are we going to do that, Ron?
We're going to have to start our own business like George Hansen.
You mean we're going to wash cars?
No, that's exactly what I don't mean.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, what makes a big businessman big? Does he wash cars himself? No. He's big because he uses his brain. He's an organization man. He doesn't need it here because he... Here.
Yeah.
Hank, I've got a great idea. If it works, you and I are going to be rich.
Rich enough to take the girls to the jazz thing?
Absolutely. Hank, we won't have to ask our dads for another dime.
Glad tidings, men. $1.26.
Hank, why don't you settle it? This idea of mine is so big, I don't want to disturb my thinking.
Rob? I'm going to have to disturb half your thinking.
Dad, we'll put every kid in this town to work. Mowing lawns, washing windows, cleaning garages, pulling weeds, beating rugs. And Hank and I will collect a third of every buck they make.
Well, apparently you and Hank don't plan on doing any of the actual work yourselves, huh?
Oh, of course not, Dad.
Well, that's serious.
Yeah, I'll be independent, so you won't have to give me any allowance.
Ha! As we'd say in psychology, this young man is going through a stage called fantasy. Well, Air Force Reserve, ready or not, here I come. So long, everybody.
So long, Michael. See you Monday.
So long. Hey, Dad, if Robbie doesn't want his allowance anymore, you can give it to me.
How do you big shots plan on financing this racket?
Oh, don't worry about the financing, Bob. Hank and I are going to float a stock issue.
Dad, how many shares should I put you down for?
Well, I'm sorry, Rob, but I don't think I can take out any more investments right now. Maybe later.
But later we won't need it. Bob, how about you? How many shares?
Well, I'm sorry, too, Robbie, but I made a vow years ago never to buy any stock from a relative.
Oh, great. Great. Everybody's got such faith in the youth of America.
Hey, watch it!
You know, Bob, with determination like that, Robbie's just liable to pull this thing off.
Mm-hmm. But I noticed you didn't buy any stock.
Of Douglas and Ferguson. Now, hear this. Tomorrow, I want you to wear your good suit, comb your hair, shine your shoes, and put on a good tie. Not the one with the mermaid painted on it. Well, then, wear one of your father's. I've got a backer lined up.
Gentlemen, I think the Ferguson Douglas Employment Service could fill a definite need in our community.
Sir, that's Douglas Ferguson.
Right. Now, do you have some collateral?
Gee, I didn't bring any. If you mean, Mr. Lee, do we have any security to give the bank in case we can't pay back the money? Well, that isn't the kind of loan that we came to make.
Oh. Well, the only other kind of loan would require your father's as co-signers.
I'm sure you, as a banker, realize that the future depends on the youth of today. 20 years from now, my generation will be making the decisions and shaping the destiny of our country. The way we think then depends on how we are developed now. And, well, if you bankers don't have faith in us, well then, yeah, what's going to become of the country? Besides, it says in your radio commercial that all we have to do to get money is to bring an honest face. And we brought two of them.
Well, if that's what we said in our commercial, I suppose we'll just have to live up to it, won't we?
I suppose you will.
Gentlemen, I'll take a chance. But it's a business deal. I will treat you the same way we treat the biggest corporation. You take this to window 13. They'll have you sign it and give you $50. Due back in weekly payments with interest at 6%.
Mr. Lieb, you won't be sorry. Our firm will be taking in a lot of money, and we'll put it right here in your bank. You know how it is. One hand washes the other.
I understand. We're very grateful that you considered us. And we'll try to merit your confidence.
Thank you, Mr. Lieb. Come on, Rob, let's get the loot.
Boys. Just one last word. I want you to do me a favor. Don't tell the other kids where you got the money.
Okay. Morning, Douglas and Ferguson Employment Service. Well, hello, Mrs. Frost. How are you? Glad to hear it. Business is just great. We're doing real fine. Better than we ever hoped for. The circular is really getting results. Now, what can we do for you? Ah, yes, yes, we have an expert in that. He's majoring in agriculture. Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Frost. Goodbye. Worms.
Okay, Gordon, quit the yo-yo bet and get over to 324 Elm Street. Mrs. Frost wants you to plant 200 angle worms for her.
Here are your worms. Charge her $1.50 for the worms.
Gee, they're getting more than I am.
Good morning, Douglas and Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Edgerton. Yes, ma'am, just like the circular says. We'll send over one of our best men right away.
Fine. I'm going out, so I'll pay him in advance.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Edgerton. You can depend on us. Goodbye. Okay, Potts. Important weed pulling job at 1014 East Palm Street, on the double.
East Palm Street? That's 3 blocks from here. Who's going to drive me?
Nobody. You're going to walk.
Yeah, and remember, Potts, you're a worker. Not a shirker. Gee, 3 blocks and weed, yeah.
Hey, Lang, come on, wake up. We don't sleep during office hours.
Hey, Rob, got a job for me?
The name, please.
You know me, Robbie. I'm your little brother, Chip.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a business office. No family stuff.
But I need some money, Robbie.
Around here, I'm known as Mr. Douglas. Besides, we don't hire minors. Good morning, Douglas and Ferguson.
I want to earn for a new bicycle.
Well, hello, Mr. Garvey.
It's one of those 12-gear jobs. Dad says I don't need it.
I'm a busy man now. Don't bother me. Excuse me, Mr. Garvey. Look, if you need money, be like me. Go out and start your own business.
All right, I will.
Sorry, Mr. Garvey. Just talking to one of our clients. Now, what was the problem again? Oh, yes, the grease stains on the garage floor. Been there over a year. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a real tough job. Hold on a second, sir. Hey, any volunteers?
Yes, sir.
Hyde, I'm afraid you're a little too small for the job. Hank, how about you? What are you doing this afternoon?
Are you kidding? I'm an executive.
Well, sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Garvey. Just wanted to be sure we had the right man for you. I'm going to send out a Tommy Hyde. Very fine worker. Good man, Hyde. Very good. Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Garvey. So long.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas. I don't care what it is, as long as it's work.
Here you go.
Man, there goes a real kook.
5, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 and a half. There it is, Hank. Net profit of $14.50 in 2 days. Boy, that's what I call big business.
You said it. Man, 4 o'clock, let's knock on. What can we do for you, sir?
You boys Douglas and Ferguson?
No, I'm Ferguson. He's Douglas.
J.C. Dalvin, City License Commissioner. I don't see your license.
What do you mean, license, sir?
Boy, is anyone doing business in the city is required to have a license, according to Ordinance 346B. Violators are subject to a $100 fine.
Well, gee, we never heard of that.
Of course, I wouldn't want to give you boys a citation. However, ignorance of the law is no valid excuse. We know that, don't we?
Oh, we do now. How much is the license, sir?
$12.
Oh, we got more than that.
Yeah, here's $12. We don't want to be in trouble with the city.
All right. Your license will be sent to you by mail. In the meantime, you have a duly licensed place of business. Here's your receipt.
Thank you.
We're very grateful.
Thank you.
Boy, City Hall really clipped us. But we're still ahead of the game.
Let's put the money in the safe, huh?
No, let's divide up the profits now.
Okay.
One for you, and one for me.
What about the four bids?
Oh, well, we'll plow that right back into business. Douglas and Ferguson. Douglas speaking.
Mr. Douglas, this is Mrs. Edgerton. I am very unhappy about that weed pulling job.
Oh, Ms. Edgerton. Let's see, that was Norman Potts we had out on that job. He's one of our most reliable men.
All that boy did was pull the tops off the weed.
Ms. Edgerton, Douglas and Ferguson guarantees complete satisfaction. Our motto is no goofing off. We'll send Mr. Potts back there first thing in the morning.
I don't want Mr. Potts again. I want the job done right.
Boy, women. What do they know about big business?
You finish here, we'll go around to the back. It's even worse there.
Hi, Mr. Ferguson. Hi, Mr. Douglas. What you doing?
What does it look like?
How come you're pulling weed? I thought you were a big executive.
Get lost, will ya?
I got a business, too, except it's nothing stupid like that.
Scoot along, young man. The boys have a lot of work to do.
Is it 7:15 yet?
When you hear the tone, it will be exactly 7:15.
Right on time.
Who's on time?
Miss Duffield. Good evening.
Good evening, Chip. This is Malcolm.
Hi, Malcolm. Don't worry about a thing. We'll take good care of him.
Hello, Mrs. Duffield.
Good evening. I think this is a wonderful idea Chip has, starting this babysitting service. Don't you, Mr. Douglas?
Babysitting? Yeah, yes, of course I do.
You'll be a good boy, Malcolm. I must run. Mr. Duffield's waiting in the car. Oh, we might be out quite late.
Take your time, Miss Duffield. There's always somebody up at our house. Come on, Malcolm. You can play the evening baby.
Chip, who's this young fella?
Chip, what is this babysitting service?
Babysitting?
Looks like we've got another businessman in the family.
Why didn't you tell us, Chip?
Well, you didn't ask me.
Look, when you go to bed, one of us is going... Don't you see it isn't fair to your family?
Well, Peter, Dad, I had to make the money some way. Robbie wouldn't give me a job, and he told me to get my own business. So I did.
All right, Chip. It's all right this once, but no more babysitting in this house, okay?
I'll get. Good evening, Miss Collins.
Hi, Chip.
Welcome to the Chip Douglas Babysitting Service.
Hello, Janet.
Come on, we can go play chess.
Come on, Miss Collins.
You certainly have a fine, enterprising boy, Mr. Douglas. He's going to go places.
Any minute now.
Thanks, Miss Collins. A couple of the boys do seem to have an overdeveloped business instinct.
We might not pick Janet up until after midnight.
Oh, don't worry about a thing.
There's always somebody up around our house.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, I'm getting out of here. I'll see you all later. Yeah, much later. Walk right in. Plenty of seats in the balcony.
Hi, Mr. Randall. Hi, Wilma. Come on, we can go watch him play chess.
I wouldn't think of leaving Wilma here all evening if you two older men weren't going to be at home. Oh, I hope none of those other children has the sniffles. Wilma is very susceptible.
Well, we'll find a private room for her.
Well, now about the money. Do I pay you or do I pay the young man?
Well...
Pay me. Purse yourself an out.
Thank you. Good night, Mr. Douglas.
Good night.
Thank you.
knock the door, and nobody answers, so she thinks nobody is there. Hi, Joey. Come on up.
Well, anyhow.
Your name's now.
Hey, Dad, make these kids be quiet. This is the first time I've ever seen a late night show.
Well, please, late night. Kind of a little strange.
I go to high school.
You don't call that a business. You didn't even have any overhead.
What's overhead?
Like rent. You didn't pay any rent.
Why should I pay rent? I live here.
What about your hired help? What did you pay Dad and Bub? They did all the work.
I offered them 25 cents, but they turned me down.
You don't have to shake that thing. I know you made $11. That's petty cash in our business.
Oh, yeah? How much did you and Hank make?
That's a business secret. If I told you, you'd blab it all around, and then pretty soon every kid in town would be wanting to borrow money from me. Chip, what are you going to do with that money?
What do you want to know for?
Well, in my business, I hear of some deals where a fella can make a lot of dough. Maybe I might hear about something where you can double your money.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Ron, that's great. If I double my money, I can make a down payment on my new 12-gear bike.
Yeah. Okay. We'll call again then after it stops raining. Thank you, Ms. Morton. Bye.
I'm sorry I'm late, Rob. Van Buren Street's flooded.
Boy, 4 days of rain and no business. I've made 6 calls, and all I've heard is, call again if it ever stops raining.
Well, no use hanging around here. Hey, let's call Joe and Betty and go bowling.
On what? The phone company's going to want their bill paid or else. The light company's going to be wanting their bill paid or else.
For that kind of life, we should have gone to the light and power business, Rob.
Hello, boys. Remember me? Enoch Lee, Commonwealth Bank.
Hi, sir. Glad to see you. Have a seat.
Why, thank you.
Over here.
Well, I just thought I'd stop by and say hello. Wondered how you were doing.
Terrible. This rain is murder. We're just going to call Betty and Joan and take them bowling.
He's just kidding, Mr. Lee. We're in great shape. How are things at the bank?
Oh, thank you. Fine.
Mm-hmm. Good. Then that means there'll be no rush to pay our note back.
No rush. Just the usual time. Monday, isn't it?
Well, Mr. Lee, we might be a couple of days late. With all this rain, our assets are kind of tied up.
Oh, yeah.
Robbie, let me tell you something as a friend. A poor credit rating can hound you all your life. Now, I strongly urge you to make that payment right on time. I'm sure you're going to do it. Well, you know this weather's bound to change. Well, I'll see you Monday.
Okay, sir.
See you Monday, sir.
Thanks for dropping by.
All right. Good day, gentlemen.
Good day.
Thank you.
Oh, gee, sure had confidence in it, huh?
Yeah, I wonder if we oversold it. Can you raise half the dough?
Oh, gee, Rob, all I got is 1913 nickel.
We need dollars, not nickels.
Yeah, but this is a 1913 Buffalo. Variety 2, San Francisco Mint. I paid $3 when I was 9. It's worth at least 10 now.
Oh, good thinking.
Sell it.
We're going to be sure half, Rob.
Well, don't worry about me.
I've got connections.
How do I know you'll pay me back?
What's the matter, Chip? Don't you trust your own brother?
No. And besides, that's my bike money.
Bike money? Think big. You're going to double your money.
Sounds good, but I don't know.
Chip, you know, I've been thinking. If our business continues to increase, I might just take you in as a partner. We call it Douglas, Ferguson, and Douglas.
Which Douglas would I be?
Well, the one on the end. You don't expect to be the front one with this kind of money, do you?
Summit meeting?
Hey, Dad, Robbie's going to double my money.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah, and it's going to be Douglas and Ferguson and Douglas.
Well, sit down, Rob. Let's talk about it. What's the deal?
Well, it's like this, Dad. You know, all that rain slowed us down a little bit, and the guys we got working for us, they've been kind of goofing off, and that hurts the income, you know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and in a business, if you don't have enough volume, well...
Well, what?
Well, you wouldn't want to ruin the family credit rating, would you, Dad? A thing like that can hound you all your life.
All your life?
You think it's a good investment for me, Dad?
Well, of course, Dad. How can you lose? I've got big plans.
Well, Chip, in the first place, Rob isn't going to double your money.
Why not?
Because he's dissolving his partnership with Hank.
But, Dad, we've got an office and an overhead and everything.
Not anymore, you have. Not if you want me to okay Chip's loan.
Well, how's he going to pay me back if he doesn't have an office and overhead?
Well, Chip, Robbie is about to join the nation's working force.
But, Dad, the whole idea was that we were going to be the organization.
I know.
The brains.
I know. And I'm proud of the effort you made. But I think it would have been wiser for you to start at the bottom, don't you?
Yeah, I started at the bottom and wound up with a bundle.
Everything agreed, Rob?
Yeah. Okay, Dad.
All right, Chip, you can lend him the money. At 6% interest.
Ten.
You heard your father.
Well, what a gift.
I'll get it. Oh, hello, Mrs. Duffield.
Hello, Mr. Douglas. I'd like to leave Malcolm with Chip's babysitting service.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Duffield, but Chip isn't babysitting anymore. He has a new business.
Oh, what's he doing now?
He's a loan shark.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice-as-nice morning continues here on TV Land.